the Friday edition. The Tausch on assignments? Hard to believe. He had so many, how many days in a row? What did the signs say in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios? 14 days without an absence or something like that?
Yeah, this was a new record.
He's had some good runs during football seasons, but it's the No Tausch edition. Listen anyway. I think it's going to be good edition because the GOAT is our cousin sub of the day. Steve the Homer True of the Homer Hour of Marquette Men's Basketball and of God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need, including the Homer Hour and my appearances therein, can be found on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from a disclosed location, the Gruber Lofts is one call. That's all studios at the Avenue inside the 3rd Street Market Hall in Milwaukee. He is the GOAT, whether he likes it or not. And he's wearing red underneath a Marquette hoodie? That's... smells IPT to me. He is the great Steve
what
the Homer.
What is IPT?
Homer. In poor taste. It is an acronym that Tausch came up with. It's a game we play from time to time. Was this IPT? And you wearing red, from what I've been told by my Marquette friends, can sometimes be construed as inappropriate.
On the road, good morning, I've worn a red hat and a red jacket.
Did it say Make America Great Again on it?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
I don't know that I ever had one that did.
Nelly!
I don't think so. I just thought I'd ask.
I think I might have had a hat someone gave me. The international headquarters of You Can't Wear Red is former athletic director Bill Cords. We were in Cincinnati on the bus, and the bus driver was wearing red.
Bob Huggins?
No. Well, and they were, but he said you can't wear red, and I don't think it was because of Cincinnati. I think it was because of Wisconsin. But he made the driver find another jacket. Seemed a little excessive to me, but I'm not the athletic director, so. When I wore my cousin's hat, which is the greatest winter hat ever.
Okay.
And they said, you know, red? So I found another hat. There's no reason to.
Well,
but yeah,
I have this,
but I thought, well, one, I didn't think it had anything to do with this show, first of all.
Everything has to do with this show.
And then, even if you did, which it never crossed my mind, I have my very nice Marquette.
Jordan Brand hoodie. Marquette basketball hoodie. And it is nice. I like it. Can you give me one of those?
No.
Okay.
Tony could, though, probably. He's a Hall of Famer.
He is. You're just some guy wearing red underneath his Marquette zip-up.
No, I think that... Yeah, I think
you're gonna save your asks for other people.
No, I think if I asked Shaka.
I don't want a free sweatshirt.
But you know, the last time I asked
Shaka
about clothes, they gave me some clothes, and I said, "Shaka, are you bothered if I give them to other people? I got this. This is all I need.
I just want you to hand deliver my note to him. I want to make sure that you put it in his hand for me.
Okay, I'll do that.
I don't need any swag. I'll find some. Most likely pre-owned on Poshmark, so
I'll be fine. But I'm saying, when I told him I'm going to give these clothes that you were nice enough to give me, or the staff was, I'm going to give them to other people. He said, are you offended by that? And he goes, it's pretty hard to find something that offends me. So it was okay, and so I gave them to other events, people that really wanted Marquette stuff. I have more than enough. I need one shirt and this...
This apparently is it.
That's it. I got all kinds of shorts and stuff. I have to give those away to other
What about
events
when
too.
That one's dirty? Don't you need another one, like if you don't get your laundry done?
Dirty concept. First of all, it's black.
Just pull it
can
back
be
out
dirty
of the
all the time. Yes. Usually, okay. to that it, when it gets to that point, my wife will say, "I think you need to wash that." But that's the benefit
Such
of
a
black.
Lucky woman.
I hate white. It's just this. Even when this is dirty, it looks clean. What, it doesn't look clean now? Assessment.
Well, I can only see the Jumpman logo, the Marquette arch,
all there
and
is.
Then the MU.
That's
well,
it.
Well, no, it could
everything
be,
else
there
is
could
black.
Be schmutz down lower. There could be. You, I,
no,
I,
no,
I'm not.
No.
Just because it's black doesn't mean it's clean.
Yeah, it does.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, no, yep. no. But that's
the
fine.
The key to black is even when it's not clean, it seems clean. Very similar to Dwayne Wade. Even when he's bad, he's good.
Okay, I just thought the beauty of the color black in clothing is that it's slimming, and some of us need
is
that
it?
More than others.
Is that true?
That's what I've been told.
Oh.
Of course, I'm wearing purple and gray today, so take that for what it's worth. All right,
all right.
Speaking of IPT and things that might offend Shaka or other people that care deeply about college basketball, I was excited to know that you were going to be the cousin sub today, even though I'm
yeah.
sure Tausch has lots of opinions. Because on the same day, and I know, Marquette guy, although you're also like a Notre Dame guy, a Wisconsin guy,
correct.
An Indiana guy.
Yes.
Did
all
you go anywhere else?
Arizona? Did you mention Arizona?
I did not mention Arizona.
Arizona, University of Arizona.
Community College.
Yeah. When I wanted to transfer back to Wisconsin, you're supposed to ask the current coach. And when they did, he said, I didn't even know he was on the team. Ah, yes. You know, you have to get his approval. I didn't. Really? No. I don't. Is he on the team?
So that's
how
he approved it, though.
Yes,
he did bring you back.
Yeah. Yes, he approved me leaving. Yes, I claim also there was the first, and I was part of this because Arizona was willing to pay Wisconsin for me to leave. Wisconsin paid more for me to stay at Arizona, but they could never prove that's accurate.
How is that? How is that possible? We can get to Chucky Hepburn in a minute. I want to know the story behind. You really are. You're like David Justice in Moneyball. The Yankees are paying you $7 million
correct.
Not to play for them. That's what the Yankees think of you.
That's not true. I made that up. But what is true.
So you lied.
I did.
Lied.
Hold on. Let me clarify. But the story about the coach saying I didn't need his approval because he didn't know I was on the team. That is accurate. I can get the coach from Wisconsin. And it's also accurate
story.
That I got a scholarship. I never used it, but I did get a scholarship to play tennis at Wisconsin the second time I went there. And that of which I guess I'm kind of proud. That means you're pretty
you
good.
You should be.
To get a
Absolutely.
Scholarship.
And that you were so, again, further proof of your generosity, giving up your scholarship that you earned so someone else could have it.
Why By the way, I gave up my jacket, too. I hope the person's not listening. Somebody finally got me a letter sweater, a Wisconsin jacket, because when I left, they didn't give it to me. And then I.
So you didn't have your letter and sweater?
Yeah. No, they didn't give us sweaters. You got a jacket. They held my grades because I owed $5 for sweats that I wore practicing tennis.
I can see that.
And and as a result, I never got my letter jacket from Wisconsin until many years later.
So you paid?
No, many years later.
So you never paid?
I did pay the $5. They held my grades. They would not release my grades until I paid the $5. This was life in 1972-3.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Over $5? These, you know, those ugly gray sweats you used to have that.
Sure.
Yeah. They wouldn't allow kindergarten kids to wear those things now. But no, I didn't realize they'd taken them home. Didn't think anybody wanted them. But so I had. Yeah, they held my grades over a $5 charge.
You know, someday we're going to have like a content call about our wonderful radio programs that we have here. And I'm going to do a symposium on how to host shows with people that are stream of consciousness thinkers and make them entertaining. Because I am thrilled that you're here. And it's just like being with Tausch. Like, I don't know what's coming next.
I can tell you what's coming next.
And I love the thrill
next.
Of it.
I can tell you what's coming next.
No,
I need
I
your
can
help.
Tell you what's coming next. No, we're not getting. I want to know if you have a good enough story about your transfers, why did you feel the need to lie/embellish with the pay more to keep you at Arizona?
Because
why?
I think
when unnecessary.
It was unnecessary. Correct. Yeah.
So you're like Jeff Pearlman to me now. Now I don't know what to believe. He writes that story about Rodgers calling Favre Gramps in the book. Then he later has to admit that it wasn't right when they met, which changes the whole story. He admits that on your program. And then he shrugs. Oh, it's a book. Like facts don't matter.
No,
so you made
no,
that
hold
up.
On. I think in both cases, you know, when I say something, what percentage chance do you think that it's true? What percentage?
I want it to be at about 98%, and the 2% when it's not true, it's because you misremembered it, not because you misled me.
Well, I'm down to 95%. I think that's just a phenomenal story, given money now such a huge deal in college sports, to think that somebody was willing to pay another school so they didn't come to you. But, sorry.
Apparently,
I won't use it with you again. I probably will use it again. I'm happy with 95%.
Just tell the truth. Just tell the truth.
In most cases, we have argued about this. I think you're wrong by telling your kids the truth all the time. And that, to me, is way more important than this particular insignificant point.
Okay. I'm gonna pivot from this because it's a great segue. And your question about whatever I'm going to help you with can wait, because you're talking about how Arizona paid Wisconsin. Wait a minute. Let me get the lie straight.
Okay, yes.
Arizona was going to pay you to go back to Wisconsin, and
yes.
Wisconsin paid Arizona more for you to stay at Arizona.
Correct.
Which is a complete fabrication.
Yes.
Okay.
They didn't care enough to spend any money either way.
Well,
especially at Arizona.
The year was 1970, 71, somewhere in there.
No, it would have been 73.
Okay. The year was 1973.
Right.
74. 50 years later, somebody is paying AJ Storr, Kansas.
Yeah.
And somebody is paying Chucky Hepburn. I don't know who.
We assume.
That's been reported.
We don't know that for sure.
Okay, we don't know that for sure. That has not been officially announced.
Yeah,
but someone is most likely paying him.
That I would lean
to
in that
come
direction.
To his school.
I would tend to agree with you.
And I want to talk about where this is headed, especially with someone who has followed college basketball as long as you have, who calls Marquette games, who was the one who told me that John Wooden cheated and just never.
No,
got
I did not
caught.
Tell you he cheated. He's the greatest cheater of all time. That's
that would encompass that he cheated. We will talk about the transfer portal and NIL with Steve the Homer True, the voice of Marquette basketball in his black, unwashed Marquette zip-up hoodie. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Steve the Homer True is our cousin sub of the day and the GOAT. Cousin subs, we believe in better. So the news yesterday was that AJ Storr, who had entered the transfer portal, and he started out where? St. John's? Did you call games that he was in?
We
in
did.
The Big
he, was
East?
A, he was a freshman, highly touted freshman. But when Rick Pitino took over, he didn't stick around. So that seemed a little odd to me, but.
So then he transferred to Wisconsin.
Correct.
Where he was the Badgers' leading scorer. And now he's a Kansas Jayhawk. Meanwhile, on the same day, Chucky Hepburn, a three-year starter, 103 games of experience for the Badgers, enters the transfer portal. I have seen Louisville. I've seen Creighton. I've seen Nebraska. I've seen Michigan State mentioned as possible landing spots for him. We will see where that turns out. I've not seen anyone confirm where he is going. Now, he has a high school teammate who's also in the transfer portal, I believe. Maybe they are looking to reunite somewhere.
Frankie Fiddler.
There you go.
Many
Thank
thought
you.
He was coming to Madison. Joke's on us.
Well, I suppose he still could, but he's not going to play with Chucky Hepburn there. Homer, you're close to this.
Not really.
You call, well.
No one's close to it. It's like knowing how many people the mob killed today. No one knows.
You're closer to college basketball than I
yes,
am. You are
I am.
In the arena.
Correct. Yep.
This bothers me not because I don't think
players should have the ability to make money, not because I feel like the players shouldn't have the opportunity to go to other places. What bothers me is that it feels like there is no infrastructure, no guardrails, no rules, and it's just like, if I'm Greg Gard, I'm pulling out whatever hair I have left because I now have five transfers. Maybe some of it is of his own making, right? We have to at least acknowledge the possibility that maybe it's not fun to play at Wisconsin or whatever it might be. Maybe it's just money related. But the bottom line is, you think you've got a pretty good core of players, and now I believe you have two returning starters left at this point. I'm just wondering, when you see this play out across college basketball, not just in Madison, what you think of where we're at in terms of the game.
I think it's great. Players have been abused for years, not getting money they deserved. Agreed. Under the guidance of its amateurs. It never was. And as my partner, Gary Ellerson, said, don't think NIL is new. Meaning that...
Plenty of under-the-table payments.
Correct.
Previously.
Now, so I'm all for it. 1,000%.
Okay.
Because... But the current system is a mess. It's worse than a mess. But
so
that only tells me that there's apparently no answer. You have very smart people that understand that basically the Supreme Court said these are students. They must be treated like students, which means they can do anything a student does. Now, the Supreme Court did not make reference to me, but they could have said, look at this Homer guy. He went to this school, and then he went to this school. Why can't basketball players do that? Why can't anybody do that? They're a student. They should be able to. And they should be able to make any amount of money from whatever else they do, be it give music lessons or things like that. You can't set those rules, even though you have. Once that was done, since that was done, it's been a couple of years now, The people in charge have still been unable to come up with anything, because everybody realizes that this is, one, it's the biggest lie in the history of the world in terms of the teams not knowing anything about the money that that's going to the players. The school can't know anything about it because then that would be wrong. They have to have a mid person that collects the money, and then the athlete works with that. Because then otherwise, I assume they would be an employee of the university, or there's all this stuff I have not heard. But to have it still like this, after X number of years, with really smart people involved, all who have the wishes to do what you're saying, what I want to know is what's really going on, or what's prevented the schools or anybody from coming up with a system that isn't as... big a lie as this is.
Yeah, I guess you and I are on the same page, because I am fully, fully on board with athletes who drive the engine of a multi-billion-dollar industry that is college athletics, primarily men's basketball and football.
No, it's
right?
Primarily the football. Football is 10 times bigger than everything. And one of the issues with basketball is, if you're at a school that has football, they got to work on the football so much. How much is left for basketball? I don't know, again, the accuracy of that, but football is a million times bigger than basketball. That's
sure,
a slight
but
exaggeration.
But you're not wrong. But they are still the highest profile sports on campus. As someone who covered women's basketball, as someone who covered volleyball, I love those sports. I want to see them all succeed. I want those athletes to benefit from NIL too. But when we're talking about the two highest profile sports on a campus, it's ahead of men's and women's hockey, it's basketball and it's football.
Yes.
And I want them to benefit from it. All I'm saying is, I don't think you should be able to, whenever you want, leave because Louisville or Michigan State offers you $800,000, because they're paying you doesn't mean that is your best spot, right? And maybe it is for Chucky, whatever he ends up doing.
Do that? Students,
and it's not my right to tell him.
I'm giving guitar lessons, and I was charging $100, and now I find out that at Louisville they pay $1,000 for guitar lessons. Oh, you can't do that. Why not?
I guess I don't want to act in loco parentis here, but I do feel like this is something that the transfer portal, I can't remember who we had this conversation with, Jesse, someone that was on the show with us, who explained to us that the transfer portal for football, there were like 1,000 players or more that then never found a new school.
Right.
Like,
fine, they messed up.
Right, but don't we need to...
If
you are... You're telling me that as a parent yourself...
Correct.
...that with your kids, that if they are... Even if they are college age...
Yes.
You would not want to help them with some guidance if maybe they are making a bad decision. And again, I'm not saying...
Sure, these kids are all getting guidance. They're getting guidance from their parents. Parents are generally the ones who work to do all this stuff to figure out what's available at different places. And then you have other people. Yes, they're all getting guidance. People make a mistake transferring or thinking they're a transfer and then don't go there, and then the school is. It happens all the time, and no one cares because they're not football or basketball players. My transfer to Arizona was a terrible mistake.
What was the world's greatest edutainer's advice when you made that mistake?
I had previously left school for a year, which was also a terrible advice. But it was a terrible decision. But he said...
Did he advise against that, too?
No, he did. But he then saw I was going to move out to California, and he bought me a car so that I could go out there. Knowing I was going to California, he bought me a car with no air conditioning and dark interior.
Can I just say that I love the stories about your paternal experiences?
Yeah. And I didn't, that was my dad. He was nice, but not too nice. I convinced him that my younger brother, who should have been a professional tennis player, needed to go to the John Newcomb tennis camp in Texas. Because he just was really good. And I didn't know this until a couple of years later, because he went to the camp. He was the MVP. My dad made him take the train on the camp. So he had to take Amtrak from South Bend, Indiana to maybe it was Dallas, somewhere in Texas. All right. And the reason my brother told me the story is because they had never had a person ever at the camp take the train. So they're passing out tickets to the kids at the end of camp. Here's your ticket from, to get the plane. They go, Jeff True, Amtrak? Amtrak? Said, yeah, they never had a kid. Well, my dad was going to let him go to the camp, pay for the camp, but. He had to have some suffering, and that was to, hey, you're going to the camp, but you're going to have to get on the train for however long it was. So that's kind of how he was about stuff. And I think I've copied that, though I never knew that he did it that way.
Just about to ask, what, how did that influence your own parenting style?
Totally. Yes. I help, but only so much. And if you're in great shape, you're getting no help. I have a current battle with my wife because I said to our daughter and husband, you're rich now. You're doing great. I'm not paying for another meal. Every time you ask us out, you're paying. And my wife didn't think that was very nice.
Again, Saint Nancy puts up with a lot. And
what? Tell me what's wrong with that theory.
It's overly presumptuous to me, and you're so you are just the king of it. It's 100 or 0. Like if it was, hey, your mom and I are getting older.
I can now tell.
I'm down to 1 hour a week on the radio. Maybe I'll spring for like every fifth meal, as opposed to I'm never paying for another meal again with you.
And we have resolved it. Just so you know, she said you can pay the tip.
Oh, well, that was nice.
I gave in a little bit.
You reached a... Look at you compromising. I'm so proud of you right now.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry to get away from that of the Packers and the draft.
No, this is...
Because I have questions about you with football. You're just filling time. Come on, admit.
I'm not fiddling and diddling. I'm enjoying this. This is great. Yes. So
Frankie Fiddler.
Indeed. Yeah. So I do want...
I want to go back to Wisconsin because it's an important discussion because no one knows... Like, no one knows if Hepburn's leaving because he's not happy with the program or because he's getting more money. I tend to think it's 99% probably is getting more money. Like Soros says, you know what's out there? You know what your options are? Now, then when somebody offers, then again, because you can't say Wisconsin matches it because the school can't have anything to do with it.
That's what I'm told.
The NIL.
What a system.
The NIL in Madison, whoever is in charge of that.
The varsity collective.
I think at Marquette, Travis Diener is a part of it. And at Wisconsin, I think Brian Butch, as far as the basketball might be. I don't know. But, you know, there's no connection between NIL and the university. None.
So, I'd like to ask our buddy Ted Kellner to help us understand how it works someday.
Well, all I can tell you is in football, they're trying to somebody said a football team is now $30 million a year, or is it one school or somewhere? Some people are trying to start NIL information stuff. But I said, I definitely think it's over $20 million a year for a top college football team. So the basketball.
Well, I want to see a salary cap. I want to see a free agency window. If we're going to treat them like pros, then I think there should be structure like the pros. And if that means that you get a veteran minimum contract like they do in the NFL or in the NBA, then that's what you get. You get a G League style, whatever. But this is to your point, it would be nice if more of the information was above board.
But they don't want it out because
I understand
they don't know how rich the kids are. And if the players are, you know, I've asked everybody this question, Brian. So you're a freshman at Iowa and you got $1 million. How are you going to be? You know, you're going to get a good car. Do you want people to know you're worth $1 million? They don't want everybody to know because it could, you know, it would change their attitude. It's to,
right.
Is this person really a student athlete? They don't know how it would change, but they know
it's
now.
Almost as if we didn't think this through.
No, they didn't. They did think it through. Okay. They knew
did
this
they
was going to happen. These are very smart people. They knew it was going to happen. And they said, all right, we'll just run with the old system as long as we can. Just like,
no,
you remember,
they knew it was coming,
yes.
And they threw their hands up and said, we don't want this.
No,
the NCAA said,
no, they
we don't want
figure
this,
out
so just
a way.
Let it go.
No,
just
they couldn't figure out a way to
Wild
do
West.
It. No, they couldn't figure
no, they
out.
Didn't. They didn't even try.
Well, no, that's, okay, if you believe that and you're wrong, think of the last 3 years. Now, this has occurred, and they still can't stop it. Given how horrific it is, much worse than the old system. No, they couldn't come up with anything. Here's a good example.
They couldn't come up with the perfect solution, so they came up with no solution.
Right, because there's no middle ground. There's no...
I refuse to believe that.
You're thinking they're so evil that you're thinking they're not only evil, they're stupid. And they're not.
There's no way that smart people couldn't have come up with a better system. It's like the old saying about government. Democracy is the worst form of government except for all the others, right? There could have been a slightly better than what we have. Otherwise, there's no way that this is the best. And even if it's the worst, there has to be a better alternative than what we have.
And why have they, okay, and why have they not come up with one now that the NIL has been around?
Because
for a couple
time
years.
And again, the NCAA has shown its ineptitude on just about every level.
Okay.
Well, you don't agree with
that? I don't agree totally because they've known fundamentally that it wasn't fair to the student athletes, especially football and basketball, and they maintained the system as long as they could.
And they kept fighting it.
Yes, because
knowing it was unfair.
Because the system that they had was the best that there
for
is.
For them.
No, no.
Was it best for the students?
I there are people that believe it was. That system, you like the old system better than the current one, right?
I do.
Yes, well, then they were right. Because they held on to it. Let me explain it this way. There was a time where everybody understood that tobacco was bad for you, right? Caused cancer.
Mm.
And there was the tobacco.
I mean, there was a time when.
There was a tobacco
there was a time
institute.
When people didn't know. It
well,
was bad
that,
for you,
that
though,
was
too, right?
That was before 1960, whatever. They put it on the side.
So when you started smoking.
I smoked only once. I never understood why anybody liked to smoke. I just coughed and went,
I would agree.
This is supposed to be fun? Now, again, I understand smoking much better now. It is many people smoke because it's a self, it makes them feel better, calmer. What do you do when you... You do something to make
like
yourself
a nervous
feel
habit.
No, that makes you feel better. But anyway, So you had the Tobacco Institute. You remember that? They were the company. They were the group that said, "No, this is okay." Well, well, they even after they had the Surgeon General had said this, the Tobacco Institute didn't disappear right away. They just kept selling the bluff. Why? Because, hey, we'll just run it as long as we can, which is exactly my view of why the NCAA did what it did, because that system does feel better in every way. Like, you know, there's some cheating on and around, whereas now it's just total chaos, and I believe they ran it as long as they could, always looking for something better, but couldn't find it out, and like, when it collapses, then we'll go from there.
And that's a responsible way to go about something.
Yes.
No, yes, it's not. You know it's not.
I don't. Right. Unless you can come up with something better than it is. Because they all believed. They were all you. And they all said, whatever the new system is.
There's nothing better than chaos.
No, it wasn't chaos until it ended.
Right, but it became chaos. And had
not
you
until
tried...
it ended. Not right. until it ended.
844-770-3776.
What's the question?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh. But you agree it wasn't chaos until...
No, there was cheating, but it wasn't chaos.
Right, even though all the people in charge of the NCAA knew that it was unfair...
Yes.
...to the
yes.
students. Okay.
Yes, and then they also had to know that without any guardrails, that it would be chaos. They had to see this coming.
Yes.
And they didn't do anything to try and prepare for it. And how you can argue that that is better or acceptable is beyond me. But be that as it may.
You would have supported that decision.
No, I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't
if
have.
You are going to lose, and this is going
You're
to
not
inevitably
gonna lose.
Change, figure it the blank out. So at least there are some parameters, so it's not complete chaos. It may not be perfect, but we can do better than
Fine.
What
okay,
we have.
Okay, here's what you got. You maintained this system for an extra 25 years, and now you've had chaos for three. And I believe the chaos will be done within the next 2 years. So are you better off to have
because
25 years?
Wait a minute.
What?
Because they'll figure out a better system than they have now that'll end the chaos? Your argument was there was no system to put in place.
Correct.
But now they're going to fix it with a new system that could fix it?
And it's not going to fix it. It's not going to ever
make it better than it is.
Correct. So it was 100 before. Now you're at 5. It's going to be to 15.
The court decision did not sneak up on them. They saw it coming. They knew it was coming. They could have said, we need to be prepared for this. We are not going to be able to keep the system we love that exploits student athletes. We need to have something in place for when we lose because we are going to lose.
Well, hold on. They were probably slow at using politics as a way, getting some federal law, antitrust or something like that, which they appear to have moved in that direction now as the current NCAA president is a big political guy. So it's possible that you could say that. But in terms of resolving the other stuff, no. So now, chaos, and now we'll you know, see what we can do.
As someone who tries to keep chaos under control on a daily basis, regardless of who his co-host is, it's not easy, but you can at least try. And they didn't try. 844-770-3776. It is true. The question that Tausch wanted asked on a show he's not on was, what is the one word that best describes how you feel about Chucky Hepburn hitting the transfer portal? I use the word conflicted because I believe players deserve to get paid from a multi-billion dollar sports realm of college athletics. But I would like it handled in a more constructive way. What's the word for you?
It's sad.
Text or call. Well, I was hoping that you would give us your word on the other side of the break.
I might change. It's possible I'll have another one on the other
great
side.
Great tease. 844-770-3776. I don't know what Chucky's getting, but if he's going to take it to the bank, he should take it to Associated Bank, the official bank of the Packers. I don't know if he wants to go to the official bank of the Badgers or not. All I know is he wants to make sure that he has his money in a safe place. And if you're a Packers fan, there's no better place to be. Packers checking. You get a Packers debit MasterCard. You get 10% off the Packers Pro Shop. Go to AssociatedBank.com/Packers. to find out more. What word would Homer use? We'll see if he changes.
I've already changed.
It's William Tausch.
Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance. With tears in my eyes, the love in my soul.
All right, stick around after this segment because we have a contest that we're kicking off. So be prepared for that. You're going to want to be part of it. But before that, I want to get Homer's word, and then I know we've got one call. We'll circle back to this for your text messages a little bit later. But what's the one word that Chucky Hepburn, who Sydney and I love watching him, and we love watching Tyler Kolek. It's one of our favorite things to do together is watch college basketball, Marquette in Wisconsin, and two different but both really, really good point guards. Homer, what word? Because mine was conflicted. Yours was sad, but now you've changed.
Yes, I'm concerned. I'm concerned because I don't know if the loss of these players is the result of the NIL associated with Wisconsin not matching the NIL of others associated with other, well, not really schools. They can't be associated with the schools. I don't know how you have to present it. Or if it's a reflection of the coach.
Right. That is among the problems.
I mean, I don't know how anybody can know for sure other than the athletic director. Because, of course, he couldn't know because the NIL has no association with the school.
That's my understanding. I mean, that basically tells you how jacked up this is, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're saying that sarcastically.
No, you have to. That's what they say. The coaches are required to say, we don't know.
Right, which is a joke.
Yeah, the part that I have never understood, and there's a clear answer, I just assumed all the players would be like independent contractors. Like, the school hires a plumber, right? The plumber doesn't work, isn't an employee of the school. He's hired by the school as an independent contractor. Why couldn't the basketball and football players be the same? Clear the answer is they can't. I just don't know why, because that would seem to be the good fit, right?
Well, the school does have employees. I mean, their janitorial staff, right. I'm guessing, aren't independent contractors.
Correct. They don't want the athletes to be employees of the university for whatever that would require that also had to be done. That's obvious. But this would be a way to not be an employee of the school and still be able to see them to get paid. But
instead of being student athletes, they'd be student employees, teammates?
No, what do you call a plumber who's an independent contractor? They'd become independent contractors for the school, right?
I call him or her when I have a problem with my plumbing, that's for sure. 844-770-3776. I like concerned. I like conflicted. What's your one word? Let's go to Dave in Verona. Dave, good morning. Thanks for holding. What do you got?
Good morning, guys. I think my word is brilliant.
Ooh. Why?
Well, it's brilliant because of, what is the role of a young person going to college? Prepare for the real world to do something they love to do and hopefully make as much money as they can. Correct?
Sure.
So Chucky Hepburn goes to Wisconsin. He's going to go into his senior year. He knows they're not going to win a national championship there. He also probably knows he's not going to be an NBA quality player. So this is his chance to put as much money in his pocket through his education as he can. And he's going to do what the free market allows him to do. He's brilliant. He's doing what's best for Chucky Hepburn.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like it because we like him. We like the safety, the comfort of having somebody we know and like to watch play in our team. But when he graduates after he's a senior and he goes on, we move on to the next player we like and we love. He's just doing it a year early.
Dave, I agree with everything you said. All I'm saying is that it would be great if there was some structure in place. Like, don't you think that it's reasonable, for example, that there should be a clear window in which you can either opt out or opt in to stay at your current school? Just like NFL players have a free agency window.
No, I say, well, it would be nice, but in reality, anybody can change their job whenever they want to. You can come and go as you please. So why are we going to limit the student athlete? You can only do this at a certain time.
For competitive balance of the sport as a whole. If I quit tomorrow, I don't have a non-compete. I don't think anybody would be completely devastated if I left. But there are TV people, for example, that if they were to leave their TV station, there's a non-compete clause and they have to stay off the air for 6 months or a year or whatever it is, right? So even though those people are doing what's best for their careers and probably getting more money from their next stop, there is a structure in place, at least, that limits their movement to a certain timeline. That's all. But I agree with you. He should do what's best for him. I always said, if you're leaving school early as a player before this NIL era, and you're going pro because that's what's best for you, that's what's best for Brian Bulaga, Iowa. Some might nag him about getting his degree. But what he did was he went to Iowa, got himself prepared for his life after college and football, and got ready for the real world and succeeded brilliantly. So it worked out great for him.
The competitive balance is handled by the number of scholarships and people on a team that any one team can have. It's capped at 15. So you're only going to get 15 players at any school. And if I'm signing a contract, and let's say it's for $1 million, and they want me to sign a non-compete, I'm going to ask for 1.5. Because there's value in that non-compete.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
You want me to... it's messy right now, and they've probably got to figure out a way. But, you know, in the long run, the only people that are bothered by it are the coaches that have to, you know, constantly reconfigure their team year after year, which seems a bit odd. But then again, they can come and go as they please, too. They don't have any real, you know, contract or anything that really holds them in place. So really, you know, my thought has always been, when we started allowing coaches to move around, you know, to let Jim Harbaugh leave just before he's going to have to endure some NCAA sanctions, you know, although he went to the pros, it doesn't quite work. But the, you know, coaches come and go, and nothing really matters to them. So the players decided, hey, That's what's being demonstrated. That's
right.
What we're shown as the way to do this. So they're just following just like the coaches do.
Right, and I agree. And thanks for your call, Dave. I would also add that Alabama went to the Final Four this year with 9 new players in their rotation. And that's what Nate Oates did. So there are coaches that are figuring out how to do this. What did UConn have back? 2 starters from last year's national championship team? They got that point guard who'd been to like 3 other places too. Like, I get it. They have to figure it out. So we'll see if they succeed at that or not. All right, we want to get back to this, but I want to get our big contest announcement made next. So 844-770-3776. You can chime in via the talk and text line. We will get back to that at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. But Jesse, You've got our new contest ready to be unveiled next.
It's ready to roll. You're going to want a phone, and you're going to want to know how to text the show starting at 10 o'clock.
That is a good insider piece of information. Here's another quick insider piece of information. Fleet Farm's monthly free in-store event is tomorrow from 9 till 1, where you'll be able to create your very own seed ball in celebration for Earth Day, and the birds and squirrels in your backyard, like we have, will be thrilled with your seed ball. So find your store and view the full details at fleetfarm.com/events. Our big contest reveal next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you. But I won't cry for yesterday.
We'll get back to solving all the NCAA's problems and the chaos that reigns within it in a bit. But first, a contest. Jesse, how did you feel about how we arrived at this decision?
I think it was a great brainstorming session among me, you, and Tausch.
Yeah, your contributions were minimal, I would say.
Well, sometimes you got to let the chefs cook.
And we did. So here's the deal. It's 10 o'clock. From now until 10:30, on this day, Friday, April 19th, the year of our Lord, 2024, we want you to text in the name of a random Bucks player. I'll start. Ersan Ilyasova. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. When you text in a name, whoever it is, Paul Mokeski to Paul Pressey, wherever you go, you will be entered for a chance to win two tickets to Game 1 Sunday night at Fiserv Forum between the Bucks and the Pacers as they open playoff action, postseason play at Fiserv Forum.
Can I put in George Thompson?
Did he play for the Bucks?
He did.
Then he's eligible.
Yeah.
You're not. Employees of Good Karma Brands are not eligible, really? I don't think.
Yeah, ESPNWisconsinContest.com, where you can find those official rules.
Wait a minute,
Homer.
Wait a minute. I'm the only one who had Michael Jordan look at me and say, are you staring at me? Does that make me eligible even though
That is great, and I'd love to hear more about that, but
that's all there
it does
is
not
to
make
it.
You no eligible more. for the contest.
No. Sounds like your Greg Doyle moment.
I said, yes, you're Michael Jordan. I guess maybe I stared more than the average reporter stared. But anyway, all right, sorry. That still does not make me eligible.
Find it shocking you were involved in an awkward exchange, by the way. 844-770-3776. Now, this was my bonus idea. Jesse, yeah. Thanks for including it. If you send along a photo of yourself in a jersey with the name of the player on it. So are we saying if you send Giannis or Dame or are there any ineligible players or is it just a free-for-all?
Nah, it's a free-for-all. Yeah, this is going to be a lot of work for me in the next hour.
Don't send yourself in a Giannis jersey. Everybody's got a Giannis jersey. Now, if you send yourself in a...
Oh, now we got rules about what's appropriate or not appropriate by Jason Wilde. Clearly not, because otherwise you wouldn't have brought that up.
I'll be more impressed, although it will be picked at random. If you're wearing a Thanasis jersey. See? Now that's what I'm looking for. Paul Mokeski, boom.
By the way, Kent I will Benson, buy a Thanasis boom. Jersey if it says on the back, Giannis's brother. That's the one I want to buy. So somebody work on that.
So the clock is ticking. You have until 10:30. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Text in your random Bucks player's name. Get an extra entry, a second entry, if you send a photo of yourself wearing said jersey of said player. And then the phone lines will close at 10:30.
Wait a minute. Did you set this up before today, or did you add this?
What do you mean?
This extra part of the jersey, has that always been a part of it?
Well, it's considering we just announced it now, yeah.
No, since we came up with the contest at 8 o'clock last night, yes, it's now, been part of it, yeah.
Oh, from the time that you came up with it, you included
it's in the
this
rules.
Part of it. Oh, okay.
It's in the rules, yeah.
Things come together quickly around here,
okay,
Homer.
Okay, all right, got it.
Hey, I'm not the GOAT. I don't just do whatever the hell I want. I can't just add that now. We added that last night.
We could lie and say we've been planning this for weeks, but it
doesn't matter. No,
the goat. Hours.
The goat can't do that. The goat tried to give away his own money, and it was a violation of rules that the goat didn't know existed, proving once again the goat is not the goat except to Jason. Thank you.
But you can lie, apparently. That's definitely acceptable. So, again, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776.
Can I ask you one other question? If I lie even more, will you then not call me the goat? How much do I have to lie to lose?
I'll just call you the goat of lying, then.
Okay. All right, I tried.
So the responses are rolling in. They're great. Are we counting Ben Brust for being on the summer league team?
I don't think so. No. I don't think he have to have at least played one.
I don't know the rules.
You got to be like Moonlight Graham. You got to be. You have to at least played one half inning.
We need proof of you playing in a game to be eligible.
Correct.
But does a preseason game count?
No, regular season or postseason game.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody's only been on the postseason.
Like
roster.
Jeff Nordgaard did play in some regular season games, right? The former UWGB star.
I believe you're correct on that. I'll look that up.
Uncle of Con Knipple. So the phone line is open. Text in your random player's name. Jesse's going to name check a few of them as we go through the show here. And then, Jesse, at 11:30, we're going to draw the winner?
We're going to do that at 11:30 because it's going to take a while to compile all these. So, yes, 11:30.
All right, so that's what we'll do. At the top of the 10 o'clock hour, which should have already started, we will get back to some of your words for Chucky Hepburn. And, by the way, I want to make this very clear. I hold nothing against Chucky Hepburn for doing this. This is not a Chucky Hepburn issue. This is a infrastructure issue. So share your words accordingly. We'll do that next. It's Will Deans Ausch.